amazing year this year. We were told by some of you and the donors there that we probably wouldn't raise more than about one half of what we raised last year. That was $14 million. So we were thinking about $7 million. Vivian, our project director, told me a week before the end of the campaign we probably would only top out at $7 million. And that wasn't enough to help all of our charities this year. 13 charities and a wonderful project in Sichuan province devastated by the earthquake.
If it's magic, then why can't it be everlasting? Like the sun that always shines.
We're helping people with medical problems, those afflicted by drugs. These kids that you just saw here dancing tonight have had a tough upbringing, okay? They were pulled off the streets and given some hope and given a way to move forward. Many of them have become teachers and have hope and have something to look forward to in their lives, and that's what this was all about this year.
To give us a glimpse into inside just one of those projects now, I'd like to invite onto the stage Peter Newbury, who is the Executive Director of Youth Outreach, who we just saw on the stage just a little while ago. Peter, thank you.
These young people here, they love dancing. But before they came to us, yeah, they love dancing, but well, you know, mum and dad are always criticizing them for twirling around on their heads. They're going to screw up their brains. The neighbors are always throwing bottles out of the upstairs windows, and the police are moving them on and say, would you please go in the next street? But they can dance. Believe it or not, the first time we got any help from Operation Santa Claus was 15 years ago, when we were such a small agency, nobody ever heard of us. So I've been around long enough to know that Operation Santa Claus has been doing a lot of good work for a long time.
Wow!
And that is the wow!
11,002,664.
Fantastic. $11,002,664. Thank you very much indeed.
Wow!
I'd like to talk now with Duncan Pescod and with Franklin Wong, and Albert, we'll come back to you in just a moment because we'd like to say a few words about how this campaign came together. Director of Broadcasting, my boss, you heard me say, I think, earlier in the evening that there's probably no better service to the community than philanthropy during a recession. That's what you saw from Hong Kong People this year, the community coming together. How does that number grab you?
It is a very pleasant surprise. Really surprised me by the size of the donation in this very difficult year. And we do find true love and care in the society.
I think it's credit also due to the beneficiaries. I think they must be doing something really, I think, that meets the needs of the community. And that's why I think people are so, I mean, generous, even despite these very difficult times.
Duncan Pescod is the permanent secretary for the Commerce and Economic Development Bureau. He's the bureau that oversees RTHK. He's our special guest tonight. Duncan, government is always looking for ways to be an enabler. And I think that this project is in a sense, an enabling project because it definitely helps the private sector do something to improve society. Do you see it that way?
Oh, undoubtedly. I think the fact that you've been able to generate $11 million plus dollars this year at a time when everybody understands it's difficult for banks, for companies, for even for individuals, shows that you've achieved something beyond just being, as the directors say, an outlet. I think people get enthusiastic, and that's what's really behind this. But more importantly, you're bringing together two of the most important mediums of communication, the newspapers and the radio, and I think it's a big compliment to both RTHK and the South China Morning Post to see such a wonderful reaction to something that's been built up over that amount of time. And I think that's fantastic.
$11,002,664.